This is episode 2085 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to our final episode of our series this week. We've been exploring an important theme. That is the theme of you sleeping better at night. Not sleeping well, insomnia, going to bed, waking up tired, going to bed, and waking up at night and not being able to go back to sleep. All of these sleep issues are rampant these days. They were even rampant before the pandemic we're experiencing and all the uncertainty it's caused. Sleep, in fact, has been considered to be an epidemic worldwide. So you are not alone if you are not sleeping well at night. And one of the main reasons I wanted to share this series with you is because I wanted to address the aspects of how managing your emotions throughout the day contributes so much to how well you sleep at night. So if you find that you're stressed and tense throughout the day, it's really difficult to sleep well at night. You bring that kind of energy into your sleep. That's why you can often have a full night's sleep, but wake up just tired and moody. So your restless thoughts can be released. And that's what this whole series has been about. You have been guided through a sleep formula. And we started with the letter F, spelling the word formula throughout the week, and we're ending with the letter A. And that letter stands for assess. In today's meditation, you are going to assess how well you did throughout the week. You're going to glance back over your week and notice those times when you managed your emotions well and the times when you didn't manage them so well. Those are just as important. In fact, those can even be more important to reflect on because those are the lessons, and that's how you can improve your life. You'll also reflect on how well you slept and the times when you didn't sleep so well. So this is your assessment. We do an assessment like this. It's a weekly review. Every single final episode of a series. In fact, I've often shared that the Dalai Lama, who of course is a world-famous meditator, he does this daily review, daily assessment. He contributes this to a great part of his success at living a life with compassion. So let's do this now. As always, the full guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks free access to over 2,000 guided meditations, and it takes you through a deeper meditation experience, a half hour experience. So if you want a little more, that's where you can find it. Now, as you begin to relax your mind and your body, bring your awareness to this past week. And as you reflect, just notice the high points of the week and the low points. Begin to notice what went so well for you, where you felt like you were managing your stress and your emotions really well, not just because things were going well for you, but even when things weren't going well, you felt like you were able to control and monitor how you responded. think of those times, even if there was just one time that comes to mind. Notice how good you felt. Notice how you felt like you were making progress in your life, improving it in some way. And celebrate. And notice when you slept well this week. When were the times that you got a great night's sleep? Celebrate your sleep. Now assess the times this week that were challenging, when you didn't feel like you were really managing your emotions so well. No judgment, no shame or blame, just awareness. Just notice. Now think about the lessons you learned and what you would do differently. Now bring to mind the times when you struggled with sleep. What kept you up at night? What made it hard for you to settle in for the evening? Notice that and learn from it. What would you do differently? Very nice. Now it's time to break away from your thoughts and allow yourself simply to be as you sit in stillness. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's sleep formula with you. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.